You see, it's very important to note that everything that God has done is very He's for His people. Note that in your heart that God is for you. He will not do you wrong. I've heard all kind of religious teaching that God sent problems to make you grow, and if you don't do right, your refrigerator will go out. If you don't tithe, if your car break down, no, God, hear me good, will not do you wrong. The enemy, the thief, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give you life and that more abundantly. He's trying to catch you while you're running from Him. So how can He do you wrong? He didn't catch you to do you wrong. And you see people believing the wrong thing all throughout the Word of God. When God delivered the Hebrew people, the Israelites, out of Egypt, well, He had to lead them through the wilderness to get to Canaan land. So once it got a little hot, He said, we don't have any water. They thought that God was not going to give them water. They thought that the authority figure God was going to act like the authority figure Pharaoh. See, Pharaoh didn't care. All he wanted was work out of them. He didn't care about how they lived. Just like people that love the world, they don't care about whether you live or live well or suffer. They don't care about that. They just care about what they want. And there are, I call them witchcraft churches. They don't care about whether you know God or not. They just want what they can get out of you. But you can't look at God like the witchcraft churches. Witchcraft churches, they're full of witchcraft. If God tells them to do one thing, they do the opposite. And that's their pattern. That's their way. See, the sin of rebellion is as witchcraft. There's no difference. Somebody that's living like Satan and worshiping Satan and trying to use Satan's power, what's the difference? Now, there are men of God that really care about what happened to you. They pray for your soul. I know preachers that would stay up late at night praying for members of their church and people that they knew. They would take calls in the middle of the night and minister to people till the burden was over. And there are those that don't care whether you eat beans, rice, or grits. Long as you don't bother them and pay your tithes. And then at the same time, they'll take the money they make off tithes and buy prostitutes. Witchcraft churches, they exist. I'm sorry. But then there are good men of God. And worldly people always ignore them. But see, that's why you got to pray for where you go to church. You got to pray over your family. Don't leave anything to happenstance. The day you do, my friend, you're going to wish you didn't. But when God builds a house, it's going to stand. When God gives you a wife, you're going to be married. When God gives you a husband, you're going to have a good marriage. Or your chances of having a good marriage is much higher. If you ever learn to do things in the strength of the Lord, you're going to appreciate what I'm saying. But then there are people who the Lord, they pray for God to give them a husband or a wife if they're a man. Or a husband if they're a woman. You have to say it perfect these days because people... Anyway... That if you want a real spouse, you have to go to God, and you have to do it God's way. But some women pray for a good husband, and they get the first one that'll marry them. They turn God off and turn their mind on, and get married, and then they always come crying to the pastor. I've heard it every church I went to. I've heard pastors trying to get these young girls to listen to the Holy Spirit. Nobody wants to go in the prayer room and wait. Now, I've heard a few preachers, a woman wanted to get married, and she went to Bob Yandy, and he visited the church, and he counseled her. She said, I want to be married, but all the men are married here. And what do I do? He said, wait. Don't do anything. Sit down and wait. God's going to send you who you need. And eventually he did. And then they turned out to be a godly couple. And she was able to help him in his ministry. But then there are those who just, their mind is on marriage so much that the devil sent them somebody. And then they all messed up. Once you get married, you're married. Whoever God was going to send, there's no point in that. You jumped the gun. You wouldn't listen. You wouldn't trust him. See, sincerity takes you a long way. Not just salvation, but it heals every facet of your life, every part of your life. And then you're going to have children with people. You know, you want the person you have children with and married to be on the same page. You got to love God. They got to love God. God will send you somebody that he can trust that will love you. And you got to trust God and love them back. You know, it's important. I wrote a word one time, don't be ridiculous. And it was talking about people who want God to bless them. But when they get a good job, they go hide and don't have to do their job. Then they want to give God money so they can be blessed. They're giving God money they got the wrong way. Don't be ridiculous. Live according to God's word. Let it be settled once and for all that I'm going to do this God's way and I'm not going to do it the worldly way. I'm not going to trust my own mind. You know, you can choose what you want to eat, but, you know, always remember what the Proverbs taught. And so many churches have forgotten about the Proverbs. I mean forgotten about the wisdom of the Proverbs that can secure your life and cause the healing of God to form. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. You know, I saw a lot of old people and how they ended up. My dad being a pastor, he would visit the hospital. And people talk about whatever means the most to them. And they tell preachers whatever is important to them. And the people who did well, they were seeking to be a blessing to people. They invited the pastor and his wife and family, which was me, over to eat dinner. And they talk about things that was healthy. They talk about what they learned. They'd ask the pastor questions. My dad, being the pastor, they'd ask questions and they enjoyed his company. And they were positive people. So when they got very old, they lived better because they went their pattern. They had a pattern of good works. They worked as unto God. They worked. They worked farms. You know, they whatever they did it well. You know, I met some interesting people. I'll never forget Mr. Hughes. He had a huge farm. And he had livestock. And he had a gas station. He gave me a whole box of Union 76 antenna balls. He gave me an armful of sugar cane. I chewed sugar cane from Utah, Alabama, all the way to Birmingham. I had my dad's parking lot. And I shaved that sugar cane and cut it and cut me some. I chewed it and spit it out the window and kept chewing. I chewed sugar cane from Utah, Alabama, all the way from his farm to our front yard. And then I gave my nephew some. Because there are people who love God and they keep him first. And then there are those who complain all the time. And the people that did the worst health-wise, they had a lot of complaint. They had complained about everybody and everything. And I remember Daddy would try to comfort them and try to get them to look to the Lord. And they'd say, yeah, you're right. But before 5 minutes was up, they still complaining about something. Your words will cause your future. Whatever you're speaking, you will live. Trust me on this. And your eating habits and your all of your habits stem from what you love. But see, you know, for a fact that you got to eat healthy. You know for a fact you're supposed to live right. Nobody's got to tell you know right from wrong. If you eat too much of one thing, if you drink too much wine, if you smoke too many cigarettes, you got to understand your time, you're cutting your time short. And if you don't die in an automobile wreck or something like that, you're going to have some hard days ahead health-wise. If you don't take time and refresh your mind, see, if people do what God said do in the first place, it's a lot of problems wouldn't exist in their life. If you just do what God said do in the first place, you'll have it made. And when you're old and can't work, you will have paid for a house. You know you're going to retire. You will have bought a new car or a good car. You'll have money in the bank for repairs. You set yourself up for the time that you're not going to be able to work like you used to. That's wisdom. See, if you take time and trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, all of these wonderful things are possible. God will help you. No problem at all. And you're going to die because, you know, that's the last enemy God's going to take care of. So until Jesus comes back, you're going to die. A lot of us will not die. We're going to be raptured. But I'm saying these things because life is supposed to be long and full of joy. You're supposed to be acting on the goodness of God full time. And this will cause many great things to happen that don't normally happen. So consider these things. Be sincere towards God. Consider His word. Consider His ways. Live in His image. These are the last days. It's high time to do so because the Lord He's got to return. You know, the false prophet and the Antichrist is already alive, according to men of God that know Him, not the witchcraft preachers, but real ones. And so, when you listen to true men of God, you know what time it is. You know what to look for. And when you seek the Lord with the intent to obey Him, you're going to learn what you can't learn. Remember something, and I have to close with this because we're out of time, but we don't just learn God's word. First of all, with a good soul heart, you receive God's word. Then you believe it, and then you act on it, which is faith. You act on it or speak it. And from doing so, you put things in motion, and you will learn His word. You will finish learning. The learning process is complete when you act on faith as a way of life. Remember, it's not what you agree with, it's what you receive inside your heart. When the word is received in your heart, the word will form in you, form roots, and give you stamina in the worst of times, and you will excel. Spiritual laws will be obeyed, and you will be rewarded for it. Don't forget this, it's too important. Receive His word with the intent to do it. And as you act on it and obey it and live it, you're going to learn what you can't learn on your own. And you're going to learn that you can live in the strength. And you're going to learn, and you're going, not only will the healing process finish its course in you, you'll become a healer. You'll become a representative of God through Jesus Christ. You will lead others. You will love people like Jesus loved you. You will be patient with people just like God was patient with you. And your life will be the healing God's process that God needs. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to bless you and fill you with His love and His word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord, and the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And the Father loves you. Amen.